On September 15, 1947, the American soldiers left, and the territory east of the border was occupied by the Yugoslav army, whereas the Italian army were responsible for the area west of the border. In the period from 1947 to 1955, the national border was almost hermetically sealed. To cross the border, people needed a passport and an Italian visa, issued by the General Consulate of Italy in Zagreb. The national border was strictly guarded. The border guards controlled the border with dogs and shot anyone who did not stop when challenged. The only people allowed to cross the border were those who were landowners in the two different countries. The most typical character of that period was the border guard, whose uniform you can see in the first display case. This was a member of a special military unit named People's Defense Corps of Yugoslavia. In the first few weeks after annexation, there were many illegal crossings of the border, where those people who were very attached to Gorizia could not understand why crossing was prohibited. They gathered on Sundays at the railway station and waved to relatives or colleagues across the border. Other display cases depict the uniforms of soldiers, militia, police and customs officers who continued to guard the border after 1955, when controls started to relax and the border opened.